WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. Hope it's starting off right for you, and so far so good here. Although, didn't make it in time to make my coffee yet, so looking forward to that. And looking forward to talking with you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've got a pretty busy show for you today. In the 7 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Manny the Money Man Resendiz from Money Monday. He's going to talk to us about what all this stuff going on in the world means for your money and your potential retirement. And then coming up in the 7:30 block, we are going to have the debut of our new daily segment, The Gen X Files, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. We're going to get a little update on all the things. It's kind of like a daily almanac of all the things that relate to Gen X. People my age, people around my age, you know, movies, music, TV shows that we remember, pop culture stuff, maybe a little bit of real news in there too. But that's going to be brought to you each day by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. And also as part of that, on Thursdays, we're going to have the McGraw's Brain Freeze Question of the Week, where if you get the right answer, you'll win a Back Porch sampler. Six different scoops of their homemade ice cream. So that'll be on Thursday. But also this week, we are giving away some concert tickets. I'll get to that in a moment. But in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, because it is Monday, we will be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We'll talk with him about the council's work. We've got, of course, budget season ongoing. And we'll talk to him about some of the other things going on around the city and taking your calls with him as well. But I did mention we do have a new concert ticket giveaway this week. We've wrapped up the Eagles Fly Away. So the winner should be getting selected today or tomorrow, and we'll get notified. But then we also selected all of our winners for the weekend contest. So if you didn't hear back from Casey yet, you probably aren't a winner. I think she got to everybody on Friday afternoon. This week, we are giving away tickets to see James Blunt. You might remember he had that big hit about 20 years ago, You're Beautiful. And it became part of pop culture. It was in so many videos and movies and TV shows. And he is celebrating the 20th anniversary of his debut album, Back to Bedlam. He'll be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway next week. And we have your chance to win tickets to see him at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And that is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where I tried a variety of different mixtures of the Chickachita peanut butter tequila with some other kind of grape and strawberry and blueberry flavored accompaniments on Friday. So hopefully you got a chance to get over there and check it out. And if not, I will see you there this Friday for the 4th anniversary party. For Stevie's. It's going to be a big one. Hope that you'll all get a chance to make it out between 4 and 6 on Friday. So we'll talk more about that as the week goes on. Probably check in with Kelly and find out what they're going to have going on over there. So yeah, it's going to be a very busy day and a busy week here on the program. So over the weekend, there was a story that, you know, there's a lot we can talk about. Of course, we can talk about what's going on in L.A., we can talk about what, so, you know, some of the other things that are going on here locally, but this story caught my eye. And because of my busy schedule on Friday, broadcasting from the Fall River Carousel, and Gathering Grounds Coffee there. And if you still haven't purchased your Seize the Deal to the Fall River Carousel, I checked this morning. There are still some available, both the day passes and the summer passes. And if I were you, I would recommend just getting the summer pass. So the summer pass for $50 gets you unlimited rides on the carousel all throughout the season. Now, that's per person, so that's, you know, you need one summer pass for every person that's attending. Or, you know, the other people can just purchase a day pass. But if you've got a child that loves riding the Fall River Carousel, you know, just get them the day pass. I mean, the summer pass. And then, you know, you can get yourself a day pass if you want to ride it or if you just want to watch. You don't have to get anything. But you're going to want to get yourself a nice coffee because they have that Berkshire coffee downstairs, the Gathering Grounds Cafe. It was very, very good. And I had an excellent chicken salad sandwich. This is a cranberry chicken salad. Had it on a Portuguese bolo. Very good. But anyway, you can get that at seizethedeal.com and both the summer pass and the daily pass. So as I said, the summer pass is unlimited rides for $50, normally $100. But you can get a single day pass for $7, normally $15. So get on those right now at seizethedeal.com. So anyway, I was over there, so I didn't get a chance to really keep up with the news. I got about four stories out when I got back before I ran out of time. And I said, you know, I'll have to catch up tomorrow. And so one of the stories that I put out on Saturday was the story of this Plymouth Schools employee who was arrested and charged with stealing, larceny. Patrick Van Cott was the director, and I say was because I don't know that he's going to be keeping his job after this, the director of food services for the Plymouth Public Schools. So he was the person that was in charge of the cafeterias. And it seems like based on the way that the DA's office was providing information, that he must have been kind of based out of the Plymouth County Intermediate School, which is going to be weird for me to say because I always remember it as the Plymouth Carver Intermediate School. But that's where he was taking equipment from, restaurant equipment, you know, school cafeteria equipment. And he had also been ordering food that they don't even serve in the school cafeteria. Things like Angus burgers and lobster. And as it turns out, these are all allegations, by the way. So none of this has been proven yet in a court of law. It's alleged that he was taking these items and using them to stock the snack shack that he ran on Sandy Neck Beach and Barnstable. And that he had apparently been doing this for a number of years, allegedly. And they only found out about it because someone tipped them off. Somebody wrote an anonymous letter. And so they set up a surveillance operation and they caught him moving refrigerators and bringing them to the snack shack. When they were interviewing some of his employees, some of the people who worked for him, they talked about having to cut deli meat and then putting it in bags that were marked PVC, which Patrick Van Cott, and apparently, allegedly, he was having them slice up this deli meat for him to bring to the snack shack to make sandwiches there to serve. So not only was he stealing food, allegedly, and equipment, he was utilizing school employees to be the labor for him to help him run the snack shack. And this is a very, very bold criminal act, if true. I mean, multiple years of running this snack shack based off of supplies, equipment, paper goods, labor, all from the Plymouth Public Schools. That is a bold, bold thing to do. And, you know, I never understand people who allegedly commit crimes like this. because you think that they would be smart enough to cover their tracks, and usually they're not. They end up getting caught one way or the other. But you think that they'd be smart enough to not involve other people. The minute you start having those people slice those meats and they don't utilize it, like, where are these going? They're marked with him personally. Like, they become suspicious. I'm sure for years they've been talking amongst themselves about, oh, yeah, he brings us to the snack shack. And I'm assuming he must have been the person receiving all the orders. See, the way it works with food service is you put in your order. That can generally be, you know, in the old days, it used to be a salesman came and he went through the order, you know, your regular checklist with you and made sure that you had all of those items ordered. And then he would tell you about some other products that they had, or she, but they'd tell you about some other products that they had and see if you wanted to try something new or, and then they kind of moved away from that and went into a call-in system. We called in your orders, and now I'm sure everything's done online. You can just go online and enter in your order, and then they come and they deliver it to you. And Patrick Van Cott is in charge of all the ordering for the schools, so he's the only one that saw the orders. But does that mean he was the only one that also received the orders? Because when the orders show up, when the driver brings the orders, what they do is they bring you the product, and they bring you a checklist. They bring you an invoice. They bring you a sheet of a log of all the items that were ordered. And all you've got to do is check off and make sure, yep, 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 and then you put the things away where they belong. So unless he was the person receiving that every week, which is entirely possible, you know, wasn't somebody else that even if he was the one putting it away, did he take stuff to the snack shack right away? Did they not be like, hey, wait a minute, what's this lobster doing in here? We don't serve lobster. Or maybe he told them, yeah, you know, I have my own separate order that I get delivered here for the snack shack because there's nobody at the snack shack. So I get it delivered here and then I bring it over. And also, how did that work in the summertime when school was out? Was he ordering a whole bunch of stuff at the beginning of the season when school's still in session and then bringing it over there? And if so, how fresh did it stay? I have so many questions about this. Many of which I'm sure won't get answered because it's just minutia that is not related to the crime. But still, this is a criminal enterprise here, alleged criminal enterprise that just fascinates me. And if you've ever gone to the snack shack on Sandy Neck Beach, I don't think I ever have. The only time I can remember being on Sandy Neck Beach, so I used to live in Sandwich, but we lived for most of the time, well, it was probably about 50-50, but we lived near Snake Pond, so we swam in Snake Pond. We very rarely went to the ocean when we lived in Sandwich. But I do remember going to Sandy Neck Beach one time, and I think we might have already moved to Wareham by this point, but America's Funniest People came there. And so they were doing auditions for whoever had like funny things they could do that might get them on the show. And so they would do these auditions around the country where they would get people together in public places and have them try out. And then if the producers liked them, they'd fly them out to, you know, wherever they were filming. And I remember that at this time, everybody that was there was doing Steve Urkel impressions. That's what that's the time period we're talking about. But my little sister had this like funny walk she would do where she would like fold, she would like bend herself down and like wiggle her butt. And she was like 4, maybe 5. Yeah, probably about 5 or 6. And she called it the wiggle waggle walk. And like they were really impressed with her. And I think they might have used it as a bumper on one of the shows, but we never saw it. But that was the only time I can remember being on Sandy Neck Beach for something at the beach, other than just going down there and like parking to watch a storm or something. So I've never been to the snack shack. I don't know, you know, what the food was like over there. But this is, like I said, a very bold criminal enterprise, if true, to steal your tax dollars. Because that's the federal government that's buying that food for the Plymouth School children. And then he was taking that and utilizing that to run a separate business. And not just food. Equipment. Refrigeration. Refrigerators. He was bringing, you know, refrigerators. They found $8,300 worth of stuff at the snack shack that allegedly had been ordered for the school. And I was looking at some of the numbers and I was like, these numbers seem low. They're like $1,700 for this refrigerator. I'm like, are you sure? Because they were more than that when I worked in food service. So that must have just been like a huge, they must give a discount for the schools when they order those things. So it's not just that he saved $1,700 on the refrigerator. He probably saved $3,000 on the refrigerator if he had had to buy it for himself. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Like I said, I'm fascinated by this whole story. Maybe you don't care as much, but I find it to be incredible. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Just got a little bit of an issue with getting the news to go. Got Mike Roberts working on that, so we'll probably get you with the 7:30 news for your half-hour news. But we can take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So, as I mentioned, we're going to have Money Monday coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right after the 7 o'clock news, we'll be joined by Manny, the Money Man Resendiz of Euclid Financial Services. We'll talk about all the stuff that's going on with the economy and what that means for you in retirement. And the more I talk with Manny each month for Money Monday, the more I realize how much stress people that have a significant amount of retirement must go through with some of this stuff. You know, people, so some of us, you know, what do we got? A 401k and maybe a few other investments. But for a majority of people who are in the market, so to speak, and people who have, you know, really started seriously investing, I'm sure it's a very tense time. And that's why I'm glad we can bring Manny in once a month and kind of calmly walk us through it. And then when, you know, when things calm down and things subside, the strategy will be different. Maybe we'll get to the point where, you know, the idea is to be aggressive again. But for right now, you know, we're just going to talk people off the ledge a little bit. So that'll be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And again, also the debut of the Gen X Files after the 7:30 news, and then we will also have the city council president with us in the 8 o'clock hour. One of the topics of the week, I'm sure, and I'd like to think that we were kind of past this point, but I'm still seeing more discussion about the rats. And I don't know if that's that it's the same rats or if people have just been more vocal about other rats that have been around the city. But over the weekend, I had a couple of people that talked to me about rats. They said, we're seeing rats downtown. And I'm like, well, but are they the same rats? These are probably rats that have been around. Again, discussion about them being on the south end, very large ones on the peninsula. Are those the same rats, or are those just rats that have been around? I just think people are paying a little bit more attention. But still, it is a concern. And as far as I know, you know, we haven't really had a major update on this, but as far as I know, you know, the mitigation work that Harvey was doing around their property is working. But is it working because the rats have already fled that area? And now we've got, you know, we're getting to the point where this is tourist season, where people are going to be coming into the city. And as you know, tourists tend to leave trash. If people are seeing rats running around downtown, which whether they were there before or not, you know, how is that going to be affected by people coming down for the Summer Sound series or for 50s night, which we're going to learn a little bit more about this week. Scott Pemberton is going to be joining us on Wednesday to talk about 50s night. You know, what happens when the feast takes place? Could you imagine what it would be like if people were coming from all over the country and all over the world for the feast and, you know, rats are running around? So hopefully that all gets under control by then. And I've got a feeling that people are just paying attention more and seeing rats where they might have been around before. And if you see a lot of the buildings downtown have those like exterior rat traps. I know because one year I was covering the New Bedford Half Marathon. This was not long after the Boston bombings. I think it was like the year after. And so I was covering the half marathon and I was walking from the Standard Times up to where the start line is. And I happened to see one of these things outside one of the buildings and I didn't know what it was. So I just said to the nearest police officer, hey, like, what's this over here? And so the police officer walked over with me and said, oh, no, don't worry about that. That's just for rats. I was like, oh, okay. I had no idea. So, I mean, and that's just common for any downtown area, I'm sure. But are we going to see, you know, an increase in these rat levels of places where they already were? I don't know. But it's, like I said, we haven't had really a big update on it. I heard some of the mayor on Wednesday, but I don't know if he addressed that at all. We can check with the city council president when he comes in to see what he's been hearing. But hopefully it's starting to subside. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm gonna take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Give me one second here, because I'm gonna skip over those. All right, we'll be right back.
Girl, you are to me all that a woman should be, and I dedicate my life to you always.
And to me, that's the quintessential Atlantic Star song. So R.I.P. Wayne Lewis, and maybe listen to some Atlantic Star today in his honor. So we are, and by the way, I wanted to get that news in because, you know, it is sponsored. So I want to make sure that we get that in for the sponsor. And also because we want you to be updated on everything that's going on in the world. Although we will have the ABC News coming up for you in about 10 minutes as well. And then on the other side of that, we'll be joined by Manny, the Money Man Resendiz, for Money Monday. But here we had another weekend with rainy weather. Another weekend where, you know, you might have had some plans that turned out to be a wash. It wasn't too bad. But it just seems like you can't catch a break. And I'm keeping an eye on this Saturday. Because this Saturday coming up, yes, they are predicting that there will be some rain. But don't let that stop you from wanting to head out, as we're going to have Fun 107 and WBSM's own Sierra. You know Sierra from Money Matters with Jose Matos. She's also always out there in the community for us, and she's going to be at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech this Saturday for a free Touch a Truck event. From 9 to 11, you can get up close to emergency vehicles from New Bedford Fire, EMS, and Police, and construction trucks and equipment. The New Bedford Mobile Library will also be on site. Plus, you can enjoy free ice cream for the whole family. And while Sierra is hanging out there, you've got the chance to score a family four-pack of tickets to Kids Bop in July. The Touch a Truck event is happening this Saturday at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Thanks to United Way of Greater New Bedford. So come on down this Saturday, June 14th, 9 a.m. to 11. Say hi to Sierra. And get that free ice cream and enter to win a chance at a family four-pack of tickets to Kids Bop. Always one of our most popular giveaways here at WBSM and Fun 107. Kids love that Kids Bop. I don't know. I mean, hey, listen, I don't mean to dump all over the prize that we're giving away, but Kids Bop, not for me. I think I'm past the point where I could, maybe when I have grandkids, I'll feel a little bit differently, but I think I'm past the point where I want to be with a bunch of screaming, singing kids, but you probably love it. So you could win tickets to Kids Bop at the Touch a Truck event this Saturday from 9 to 11 at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech, brought to you by the United Way of Greater New Bedford. All right, I've got to get one more break in here before the end of the hour. We will be right back. And, of course, you're going to have to roll with the changes when it comes to the economy and your retirement. But Manny, the Money Man Resendiz, is on his way, and he's going to tell us all about what you really need to be worried about and what you can kind of just ride out. So we'll talk about that with him.